We've been looking for that sixth Jack at St Kilda, and I don't think we're going to find him. Now, there was a Jack Hiscock rookied, but by, I think, an interstate club.
Yeah, GWS for the Swans, and there was a Jack Steele, of course, as well, as part of those academy selections earlier this year.
Fred from Noble Park suggesting Jack Hiscock might be an unfortunate name. That's the way it falls, I guess. I just looked at it.
Happily shoulder arms to that one.
Yeah, oh, boy. Oh, well, I'm sure he's lived through that with his childhood and bloody good footballer, so we wish him all the best, young Jack. The Tyrone Downey story is really interesting. Nigel, let the listeners in on somebody who, I don't know whether we've had too many. I reckon this is almost a first. How many rookie-listed players have got senior coaching experience?
I can't think of any, or for that matter, even senior-listed players. I'm not sure how far back through the annals of the game we'd have to go to find someone who's had gone and coached their own team before making it into the big show.
It's an amazing story. Tyrone Downey is headed up to the Gold Coast, and he joins us now on the evening program. Good evening, Tyrone.
Good evening, boys. How are we?
Very good, thanks. And having had some senior coaching experience, the term rookie seems almost misplaced, but you'll be heading up to Gold Coast in an AFL sense as very much a wide-eyed youngster.
Yeah, definitely very excited to get the opportunity at Gold Coast. Yes, I'm sure I've got plenty to learn within the AFL program, and yeah, looking forward to the opportunity.
Tyrone, take us back to the beginning of your senior football journey. You hail from Baruga originally, but it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride since to get to here.
Yeah, mate. Finished me under 17s at Baruga and played 1 year out of the 17s and the seniors at Baruga before moving to Bendigo to have a crack at the Bendigo Bombers at the time. Yeah, I didn't have much luck there. I broke my ankle in a practice match, which was very disappointing. I didn't play. I think I played two games at the end of the year. Before then, I went to Kangaroo Flat. Just a local team in Bendigo, played there for 6 years, and yeah, as you said, coached for the last two of them.
That experience that you had coaching, and it's pretty unique, we think it might be unique certainly since the formation of the AFL, do you think that improved you as a footballer on field? Did that help mature you in mind as well as probably show you some of the challenges faced by some of your charges?
Yeah, look, I definitely matured as a person and as a footballer during those 2 years as a senior coach. I guess it makes you concentrate a lot more throughout a game than probably what you think about when you're just worrying about playing yourself. So that sort of my game definitely improved to make myself more switched on about everything that was happening in the game, not just about myself and worrying about getting a kick. So it's definitely improved myself as a footballer and a person, I would say.
You made the decision a little over a year ago to join the Bendigo Gold, and there wasn't much to join. They hadn't won a game in their first season as a standalone entity in 2013. Failed to win one this year, but there's probably more to the win-loss column. Tell us about the season with the team. Came close to winning on a lot of occasions, but from what I guess the outsiders watching VFL football could tell in 2014, it was a club with a lot of camaraderie, particularly on the field and particularly with coach Ozzie Jones.
Yeah, look, I saw the work that Ozzie did in his first year at Bendigo while I was coaching, and I just, yeah, thought I wanted to be part of that and obviously wanted to have a crack at VFL footy because I thought I had something to offer there. But Ozzie did a fantastic job, and along with Tim Dixon, who was probably the front man off the field, he did a tremendous amount of work to keep that club running this year, and definitely probably because of we didn't have the greatest facilities or, you know, we sort of moved grounds during pre-season and here, there and everywhere. It sort of just made the group itself, I guess, stick together and really bounce off each other to keep motivated and keep going, especially then mid-season when, you know, we didn't have any wins on the board and, you know, we decided that we weren't going to go ahead in 2015 as a club. It was really just, you know, a group of people that were together and running their own fight, I guess.
Going back 12 months, and unfortunately the Bendigo Gold is no longer, would you have gone into the VFL system, do you think, if there wasn't a team in your own hometown?
Yeah, look, most likely not. you know, probably, you know, I was living in Bendigo, I bought a house in Bendigo, so to have the opportunity to play VFL in Bendigo was fantastic and made sense and made things very easy for myself. Had of that option not been there, I might have done something else and played somewhere else and not played VFL footy, and then I wouldn't be here right now up on the Gold Coast and having a chance to play AFL footy.
When did you first get a sense that you were on Gold Coast radar, Tyrone? Obviously, as a 25-year-old that had been maybe in the system but not necessarily on the front page of all clubs' recruiting needs, you must have had some contact with the club, or did you?
Yeah, there was nothing at all until about 3.5 weeks ago. I'd committed to Richmond Football Club as a VFL player because I thought that was going to be the best fit for me in 2015 with no other option. But Dominic Ambrogio contacted me then, floated the interest of coming up to Gold Coast, potentially being rookie listed, and just, you know, asked if I was interested. And obviously, as a aspiring footballer, mate, everyone wants to play at the highest level they can, so I jumped at the opportunity and said, you know, what do I have to do to try and get on your list, and then it went from there.
Tell us about the last 24 hours, the new teammates and officials you've heard from, and now how it feels to have your feet on Queensland soil.
Yeah, it's definitely been a hectic 24 hours, a lot of phone calls and that sort of stuff. Look, Gold Coast have been fantastic. Spoke to a few guys. Rodney gave me a call yesterday as well, just to touch base and just make me feel welcome, I guess. So, yeah, they've been absolutely fantastic. And then flew up today with Ahmed Saad and Josh Glenn. We flew up together, which was great. And now I'm here and ready to get into training tomorrow.
And just tell us about the physical move, what it was like and how you have to quickly relocate up there. Whereabouts are you living? Do you know what your permanent digs are? What have you had to do in terms of getting some of your possessions up from Melbourne? Have you organised a move? We see players getting drafted to our teams, from our teams, and it's all, for us, just, you know, pen strokes. But tell us the physical, what you have to do in the next, say, 48 hours, 72 hours to relocate.
Yeah, so I've flown up today by myself. I've got a partner. She'll hopefully come up after Christmas once we get an apartment. But I'm just here. I'm staying with Zach Smith for the next few days, and then I might be somewhere else till Christmas. And we living with these boys, and they've obviously been able to put us up, which is absolutely fantastic to do that.
Is there a room waiting for you? Are you on the couch at Zach's place? We just assume everything's sort of laid out for every footballer, but these moves happen very quickly, and life changes happen very quickly.
Yeah, it does, mate. And to be honest, I'm probably still getting my head around it myself. But I've got a room here at Zach's, and yeah, absolutely stoked about that. And I'll stay maybe with someone else till Christmas, and then after that, I'm hoping to secure myself a house or an apartment for myself and my partner, and get settled.
At the top of the hour, Tyrone, we were talking about how the rookie list has changed, and almost now no need for it to be split from the primary list. And some great stories of players of your age and even older being taken in recent seasons. James Podsiadly probably being the main one. There is no ceiling in terms of what you can perhaps achieve. What are you trying to set your sights on in your early stages at the Gold Coast, though?
Yeah, look, my first goal is to earn respect from the playing group and the coaching staff. So probably the next 2.5 weeks, pre-Christmas, I'll be doing what I can on the training track to show that I'm committed, and I want to be here and I want to be an AFL footballer. After Christmas, that go back into training again, and it'll be pretty much the same and until practice matches and games start, and that's when I'll get my chance to show the coaches and the other players that I'm a good player, and then hopefully I'm up to the standard.
We've had a Richmond supporter SMS through earlier about the prospects of Kane Lambert, who's been picked up on the rookie list by the Tigers. You would have had an opportunity to play against Kane. He's a pretty accomplished VFL footballer, isn't he?
Yeah, Kane's had a great few years at VFL level, and he's obviously definitely earned that chance to be rookie listed to Richmond, and I'm sure he's ready to go, and I'm sure he'll have an impact at Richmond sooner rather than later.
And one last one, and this is a real long shot, but I see the surname Downey, And this goes back quite a ways into the history of football, but there was actually a build down and he played for Footscray and St Kilda with an amazing story, a tragic story to tell from the Second World War. And I just wondered whether there was any connection between you and way back in the history of the game, a Bill Downey of the same spelling who played.
Look, I definitely can't confirm that, mate. So, yeah, most likely there's no connection there.
No worries. It was a long shot, and Tyrone, so has been, for many, your AFL career. But long shot is now certainty. You're at the Gold Coast, and we wish you all the best. And we know that it is a football club that will be looking to get the right formula this season. It's go time for the Gold Coast, and it just happens to be go time for Tyrone Downey. We hope the two things match up really well.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Much appreciated.
Brilliant stuff there. Tyrone Downey, staying with Zach Smith, working out his digs, working out his footy future. What a change in life it is for one Tyrone Downey.
It is. Has been a greenskeeper with the Greater Bendigo Council for a couple of years. And as we said, coaching footy a couple of years ago, and now being coached by one of the greats of the game in Rodney Eden, exchanging one gold for another.
And just on Bill Downey, the person that I mentioned, and I knew it was a long shot, but a story worth telling. Bill Downey played over 50 games for the Bulldogs. He played a season with St Kilda. And the reason I got interested in Bill Downey, I collect all old St Kilda footy cards, and I got this Bill Downey football card of St Kilda. And I thought, yeah, gee, that's unusual. Only played a handful of games. So did a bit of research and found a little par about him in the Encyclopedia of Footballers and went on and studied it. He was a war hero of incredible courage. He fought in attempting to, I think, free Singapore in that theatre of war in the South Pacific and in Asia, and was captured and placed in a Japanese internment camp, and was a real leader and a real beacon of strength for those held in insufferable conditions in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. But unfortunately, his boisterous attitude and his defiance of Japanese authority caused, tragically, his death, because he was struck down with a sword by a Japanese guard in that prisoner of war camp and killed, and remembered as a true Australian war hero. He played football for Footscray and St Kilda, and one of many great footballers and footballers who passed away in three theatres of war, in the Second World War and the First World War, and there were even footballers who passed in the Boer War. So we should never forget those.